Thank you. Okay, everybody have a seat. And let's turn your chairs to face Mr. Dennis while he brings us our Bible lesson today. So everybody face towards the front.
Hello? Hello? Is anybody here?
Yes!
Would you all stand with me? Casey, I'd like you to pray for us.
I pray for everyone to have a good night and good days in this all new year, and that we all live a good life, and we all believe in God, and we all trust in Him fully and give our lives directly to Him. And I pray for everyone to have an amazing year until the next, and everyone to have good days throughout this year. Amen.
Father, we just thank you for the privilege to be in your house. You may sit down. We ask, Father, that you would fill this place with your Holy Spirit, and that you would allow us to receive your word in truth. And I pray that my words would be clear, and that there'd be a clear understanding of who you are and what we believe in. Father, I thank you so much for these children, and I hope that they would be strongly growing in you, and that we would be encouraged. Now, tonight, we're going to thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Tonight, I want to talk about something that's very important to the church, and that is to edify one another. Can anyone tell me what they think the word edify means? Stand up.
Help.
Help is a good answer. Yes, we got another one.
To accompany or be nice.
Come alongside someone, yes. We got one over here.
I think it means
build up. Build up, yes, add to.
To love.
To love one another. Well, those are all good answers. So we're going to learn why is it important to edify. So the word edify is defined as to instruct someone in a way that enlightens them, lifts them up, builds them intellectually and spiritually. I got to turn down the volume here. It's a little too hot. Too hot. Is that a little better? Yeah, that's a little bit better. Not getting the feedback. So, edifying is when we I hear someone competing with me. Hello? Benjamin? An example is that someone is brought to be educated in truth. And we want to encourage one another in that building process, right? So it's nice to come alongside someone. Latin word means a house, to build a house. So we add to the house. We begin to build it and construct it in a way that will be strong. And the Bible says that to build your house on the rock. And all other truths are like sinking sand. So a house built on a rock will always stand. But on sand it will not. It will always be washed away. There's no firm foundation. I want to tell you a story. But before I start the story, last week we talked about Jonah. And what did you learn about Jonah last week?
That he built a big boat to get all of his family on?
That was Noah. That's all right. That's okay. Jonah got on a boat, though. What do we know about Jonah?
He didn't want to go to Nineveh and obey Jesus' rules.
He didn't want to go to Nineveh and obey God, what he told. Anyone else? What else did you learn?
He was swallowed by a whale and was in there for 3 days.
Yeah, he was in the belly of the fish for 3 days. But what we learn from that, I hope, is that God will never give up on you. He will follow you no matter what. You know, last week I told you guys that you're pretty smart and that you know, I was impressed and how much you guys knew. And then I said, I didn't know if I could really teach you anything. And someone said, nope. So that means there's someone in the room here that's a know-it-all, that you don't think you need to learn anything. And if you guys think you don't need to learn anything, then I guess all of the teachers here can go home. Let me tell you a story about encouraging, all right? This story, there goes my machine again, getting weird on me. Again, I need a new computer. That's what I need. You know, I want to tell you about a story about Peter. Remember the story about Jesus, and he was going to be crucified? And as Jesus is going to Jerusalem, they're arguing amongst themselves about what's going on. They were actually afraid. And Jesus says to Peter, he tells them, all the disciples, that they're going to kill me. I'm going to die. And Peter says, no way, Lord, no way. I'm going to stand and fight for you. And so Peter had this courage and strongness that he believed in Jesus and was going to go anywhere with him. And Jesus turns to Peter and says, no, Peter, not today. You're going to deny me three times. Three times tonight before the rooster crows. And I bet you Peter Lincoln, you know what? I love you, Lord. I'll go anywhere. I'll fight for you. He even cuts off a high priest guard's ear. He's standing firm on Jesus. And then they come and arrest Jesus. They take him away. In a pretty, pretty rough way, they took him. And they bound him and they stripped him. And he's standing on the platform being judged in the praetorium. And the people are outside and they're warming themselves by the fireplace. And someone says to Peter, oh, you must be one of them. Oh, no. Oh, no. I don't know Jesus. I don't know Jesus. And then a little later on, someone else says, oh, you're a Galilean. I bet you know Jesus. No, I don't know Jesus. And then someone else asked him, and he broke down. And as he said, no, I don't know Jesus, and the rooster crowed. And what do you think Peter was feeling? Wow, the words that Jesus said that now are true. And then the scripture says, Lord, why is that doing this funny thing for me here? Lord turned and looked straight at Peter. And when Peter remembered the words the Lord had spoken to him, before the crow roost cries out three times, you will disown me. Jesus looked at Peter. Can you imagine what Peter was thinking? He betrayed Jesus. He denied him. And what do you think that look that Jesus gave Peter? Can someone tell me what that look was? Do you think it was a look of shame or disappointment? What do you think that look that Jesus gave Peter was?
A shame look because he was probably really disappointed.
What's that? Speak up.
He was probably really disappointed in him and sad that he doesn't trust God and Jesus.
Oh, you think that Jesus looked at him like he was disappointed in Peter. How about you there, Anthony? What do you think?
Love.
Bingo. Bingo. Jesus looked at Peter with love. He knew Peter was going to do that because the scripture says that Satan asked Jesus permission to sift Peter. So he had to do what was told that he was going to do. And yet Jesus looked at Peter with love. So now they take Jesus and put him on a cross. And the scripture says you didn't hear anything about this until 3 days. And the disciples are all gathered together. And the women came and tell him, listen, the tomb's empty. Jesus is not there. And they get up and they run. Peter and John get to the tomb first. You want to know what I believe? I believe that John was with Peter those 3 days. He was encouraging Peter to keep on his hope. I think both of them were lifting each other up, that believing that, listen, he said he'd be back. And so Peter, he's denying that something happened. His denial, something's died. This is a conversion period for Peter. It's a turning point. Peter's own boldness now was challenged. He knew he was sand and not an unmovable rock. And that's why he went outside and wept after the denial. He ran away because he knew what he was. He was a sinner like you and I, in need of being saved because of forgiveness. And we need to encourage each other. We need to strengthen ourselves that, therefore, let us pursue things which make for peace, for the things by which one may be edifying to another. Listen, guys, when you're hurting or you see someone else hurting, you need to come alongside and lift them up. You got to say, listen, we can go this an extra way. And there's the memorization verse I gave you. Therefore, comfort each other and edify one another, just as you are also being edified. How does the church edify one another? We sing songs together. In edifying, we lift each other. I believe that building a rock on Jesus is better than sifting sand. Teaching. Each of us can teach someone else something. Alexi teaches me something about courage. Here's a young girl who struggles with a disability, but she smiles and is happy and she loves Jesus. And you need to encourage her for that. She's got more courage than most adults have. To come here with two casts on her feet, lift this girl up. Praise her. You know, prayer, the power of prayer. We ask one another to pray. Pray for me. I pray for you. So we're lifting each other up. And I got to know what you hurt and how you hurt so that I can pray for you. And everybody needs prayers. Amen. And how about the words of encouragement? You know, just one nice word. Hey, Ma, thanks for doing my laundry. You know, that's just one thing that could lift someone up. Encouraging one another. Colossians 3:16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching, admonishing. Admonishing is, hey, don't go out that door in the snow without a coat. That's telling someone, correcting someone, admonishing them, one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing. Listen, when you sing those songs, the singing of grace, that comes from knowing that you've been saved and believing in it. That's what God wants us to do to one another. So encouraging, this is going to be hard for me. E is an empowerment to one another. N is nurturing one another. Celebrate one another. Overjoy with one another. Unite with one another. Respect one another. Accept one another. Give one another. Enjoy. Mentor. Edify. And love your neighbor. And teach each other. That's what we do. We edify. Each of us has fallen. And each of us needs to be forgiven. By Jesus, and only by Jesus. He's the way, the truth, and the life. Peter denied the Lord, and the pain in his heart was heavy. Jesus died. I believe that John encouraged Peter not to lose hope. I'm encouraging you guys not to lose hope. John ran with Peter. The interesting part of the story, John got to the tomb first, but yet didn't go in. But Peter pushed by, and he went in. He was strengthened by John's encouragement. They both lifted each other up. They were different men responding to the same Savior in a different way. You know, I used to jokingly say, you know, I know everything. Between me and my Father, we know everything. Oh, ask me a question. Ask me a question.
How old are you?
I don't know. Let's ask my Heavenly Father. You see, The Heavenly Father knows all the answers, okay? I know some of them. But the Heavenly Father, He knows all of them. Therefore, encourage one another. Build one another up just as you are also doing. So speak encouraging words to one another. Don't put anyone down for nothing, for no reason. Build up hope so we will all be together in this. No one left behind. Trust me on this one, guys. Soldiers don't leave anyone behind because we love each other. That's our mission. No one's left behind. I know you're already doing this. You're here. You know what I think is even more powerful? Is the love that your parents have in supporting you guys to be here to learn more about Christ. Can we learn more? Do you want to learn more? Amen. Father God, we just thank you for all that you give. Father, we thank you for the ears and the mouth and the eyes that we can see your truth. And I thank you again for each and every one of these young people here and for the older ones as well, that we would grow stronger in knowing and loving you. In Jesus' name we pray, and all the saints said,
Amen.
I didn't hear you.
Amen.
Thank you. God bless.
Thank you, Mr. Dennis. We are now...